It's good to be back in the house of the Lord. I'm going to tell y'all something. One of the things that I absolutely love about the Lord is I don't care how old you get, how long you've been saved, if you listen, pay attention, the things that He will show you is so amazing. I sit back there with Trinity, and me and her was talking. And she is 6 years old, and she reminded me of a lesson. The Lord said, suffer the little children to come unto me. The Bible also said that you've got to accept the kingdom of heaven as a little child. I'm telling you what, folks, if we had to pay for the kid, there wouldn't be a mountain less standing that would get in our way.
Right.
There would be people saved by the thousands. There wouldn't be no sick. It'd be a wonderful place. I just praise the Lord for the blessing I've already got. Sitting back there, and I really didn't have nothing to thank school Trinity there. She got me on the right road. So we're going to be reading out of John chapter, I believe it's chapter 6. Now we'll start probably about the 35th verse there. Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that all of which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone who seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up on the last day. The Jews then murmured at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then he saith, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be taught. They shall all be taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, save he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which cometh down from heaven. And if any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which will I give for the life of the world. Y'all bow your heads just a second. Father, just come before you, Lord. I want to thank you for the blessing of already received. Lord, just ask that you just give us what you have for us tonight, Lord, and don't let our own selves stand in the way. Just let it be free tonight. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. I was sitting back there, and like I said, I was kind of, this morning I had a message, but it seemed to sometime during the day left me, and we went someplace else. I don't know. It's happened to y'all, I know, several times. While I sit back there talking to Trinity, I began thinking about a lot of things that we've been talking about over the last few weeks, about how a man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And I began thinking about that living bread, and I began thinking about, you know, how wonderful it is that we serve a God that loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in Him shall not perish. And I'm talking about that holy manna from heaven, that whenever you get a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you something, you get a hold of something that ain't going to die, it's not going to give up on you. I tell you what, friend, I don't know about you, but I begin to think about the old prodigal son who had all these wonderful gifts and everything. He had this whole plantation, this whole field, anything that he desired. He had servants that were serving him. And I tell you what, it was all his. But he got a little bit greedy. He got to chomping at the bit just a little bit. He wanted to get out here in the world, you know. And so his father loved him so much, he knew his son was messing up, but he gave him what he wanted. Mm-hmm. Yep. Sound familiar? Then, old boy, he gets out there in the world, he begins, all of a sudden, he's got friends everywhere.
I don't know about y'all, but I've seen this a lot. He's got friends everywhere. Hey, friend, let's go do this. Hey, you got the money, let's go do that. Let's go down here to the bar tonight. Let's go uptown tonight, you know, and let's do some dancing and stuff. Until that day come, but the money run out. Mm-hmm. Old boy began looking around, and he was starving. He got to eating the husk of the pigs and stuff, the food that they were giving the pigs. And he began thinking. He began thinking about home, how the servants that served him, how they had it so much better than him. And he got to thinking, and he got to desiring that home. Whenever he got back, you know, his father come to him. And he said, you know, if you'll just let me serve you, I'll just be a servant unto you. But his father loved him so much that he hugged his neck, took his own ring off, and put his robe on him, you know, and everything. This is how much our Father loves us. But no matter how far away we seem to get sometimes, as long as the Lord is still drawing you, there's still a chance for you. As long as the Lord is still speaking to your heart, there's a chance today for you. I know a lot of people preach a lot of different things and stuff, but I'm going to go by the Word. Amen. As long as the Lord is calling, it's time to come home. Mm-hmm. I don't know about y'all, but we're living in the last days. Yeah. We're seeing it now. We're hearing about people being saved all over the world, except here. This is the place that was founded on God's name, but we turn our back against God. We become prodigal children. We, even in the churches and stuff that we've seen today, they turn their back on God and they're more interested in what's in the plate than they are on that living bread.
Yeah.
That money ain't going to do them a bit of good if they don't have that bread of life.
Amen.
They can't live on bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
You can take the Word and you can read it front and back, but if you don't apply it to your life, it's not going to do you a bit of good.
Yeah.
This bread right here will save you if you apply it to your life. Take it and eat it and share it. I am the living bread which come down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. Mm-hmm. Folks, let me tell you something. We're about to see times that we've never seen before. We preach a lot of different things. You'll hear different preachers preach about the rapture. They'll preach about, you know, well, he's coming back before the tribulation, during the tribulation, after the tribulation. Let me tell you something, friend. It doesn't matter when he's coming back. Right now is the time to get ready. Hey, you're not promised tomorrow. You're promised today, and this is all you've got. Right now is the time, as long as the Lord's calling you, to open up your heart and accept him. If you've got something on your mind that you need to get off your chest, today is the day of salvation. Let me tell you, you're not promised tomorrow. People believe that they're going to have a little bit of warning. They believe that they're going to have a little bit of time. But let me tell you something, friend. He didn't say that. He said that whenever he comes, that it'll be, everybody will be still giving into marriage. They'll still be drinking. They'll still be doing this. They'll still be doing that. And boom, there he is.
Amen.
It's going to be a surprise. How many churches are going to be sitting there and all of a sudden they begin looking around?
Yeah.
How many Christians are going to be sitting there and be looking around? But I thought I had more time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How many people are going to be standing before a living God?
Bless
you,
Lord.
And say, Lord, I thought I had more time.
Yeah.
We may live another 100 years before the Lord comes back, but it's important today to be ready. Today.
Amen.
And if the Lord tarries tomorrow, you need to be ready tomorrow too.
Yeah.
You need to apply this living bread day to day. Let me tell you something. The enemy, the old devil, he's out there and he's working overtime right now trying to get each and every one of us. Any way that he can take something from God, he don't care nothing about you. Okay? His main job is to take something from God. Yeah. His main job is to make God mad.
Amen.
He's like a little kid that's stamping his foot.
Yeah.
God loved us so much that He gave us a way out of this world. He gave us a chance to walk with Him again through the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus said, the Father in Him and us in Jesus, and we're all bound together through Jesus.
Amen.
If we would let Him, we'd take this bread and we'd apply it to our life. There is no gift in this world that we can have any sweeter, any more precious than the gift of salvation. We don't need to squander it. It was given to us.
Bless
you go back over to the Israelites, you know, they had it made pretty much, you know, there for a long time in Egypt. Then it started getting a little rough on them. Mm-hmm. They began crying out. God heard their crying out. He said, all right, it's time. He called on Moses up and he said, go and get my children. Get them out of there. Oh, Moses done what God told him to do. And God made a point to Pharaoh, listen, those are my children and I am the living God. He made that point to them. How many times with all the plagues? Children come out of Egypt. They were so happy, buddy. They walked on out and they got to stepping out there, you know, and they were on their way home. They were on their way to the promised land. You know, that promise that God made Abraham way back when. They were on their way. But then they get to going a little bit, the journey got a little bit rough, and they begin thinking, boy, I had it so much better back in Egypt. Now, God made a promise to them that they were going to a land of milk and honey. But they turned their back on. Not once, but several times. Every time he'd bring them through a crisis, you know, it wouldn't be no time. Moses disappeared for a little while talking to God on the mountain. They got so crazy and everything that they built altars to make gods. You know, they built the golden calf and began worshiping it. After them seeing all these miracles that God done in their life. Is that not like us today? We see the journey. This is our journey. This is our journey through the wilderness to a better land.
Amen.
This is our journey. And he's feeding us this holy manna. We'll take it. We'll use it. We don't need to turn our back on it. He's got so many wonderful gifts for each and every one of us. If we would just listen and pay attention and draw together and start praising God from our heart. If we would start coming together one mind and one accord and start praying for the lost. Let me tell you something, friend. There wouldn't be nobody to be able to stand it in this day and time. God's hand's not shortened today that He can't still save. I don't care until this world is over. It ain't going to stop. He's still God. Same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He hasn't changed. He still wants people to come home.
Listen.
Preacher, what does it take? What does it take for me to get home? I marked this one. I did mark this one. Over there in 1 John chapter 5, 4th verse, it says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith.
Mm-hmm.
Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Mm-hmm.
And that's taking the scripture, that's taking that holy bread and using it and applying it to your life. Living day to day, hoping for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Living today. We got to stand. We got to fight. The world's coming after us with everything it's got. Old devil, he's going to work overtime to try to knock you down. You can bet just about the time that you make that stand, that you stand up, something's going to try to hit you. But folks, if you hold your feet, stand on that rock, you're going to overcome. If you've got the Lord Jesus Christ in your life and you're applying it, let me tell you something, he can't stand. If you resist the devil, he will flee.
Amen. That's true.
Now, that sounds easy and everything, and let me tell you something. Sometimes it gets kind of rough, but if you hold your faith, and we, preacher, how do I get there? All it takes is putting off the jealousy, the envy, the doubt, all these things that the devil throws at us. One of the biggest killers of faith is doubt. The Lord's there. He's there every day. Praise God. Let me tell you something. It's wonderful to be able to bow your head and say, Father, and know that He's listening. That I don't have to go somewhere up and cross myself 100 different times, walk backwards 3 times and spit and be able to talk to somebody. That I can talk to God just like I'm talking to y'all right now. I can say, Father, I need your help. Father, I'm in a bad way. Or I can turn right around and say, you know what, Lord? Thank you for today. Thank you for the blessings. Thank you for that holy manna that's come down.
Amen.
But it takes that godly sorrow. You've got to be ready to repent. If you had known Christ one time in your life and you want to come home, all you've got to do is say, Lord, I'm ready to come home. I'm sorry for what I've done. I don't want to be like the children of Israel there whenever they were wandering in the desert. It was bringing them to a good land. They come up into the good land. They thought it was going to be a piece of cake. They thought, oh, well, we've never been through everything. No, they had to do a little bit more fighting. Well, let me tell you something, friend. We've got the promise. He's going to take us to a better land. Amen? He's going to take us to a land of milk and honey. There ain't going to be no more sickness. There ain't going to be no death. Death's going to be the last thing that throws into the pit of hell.
Yeah.
All we got to do is walk this valley. He's with us every step of the way. Every single step of the way, if we'll let Him. If we'll listen to Him and believe in Him with all our heart. If we'll take this bread of life and apply it to our lives. Use it. Share it. We'll get there.
Amen.
Over there, the Israelites, the whole time that they were in the desert, they were fed holy manna. Their garments didn't wax old. Their feet didn't sweat. Folks, I don't know about y'all, but that's a blessing right there.
Amen.
You get saved, your garment's white, it's not going to wax old, it's not going to get no older, it's not going to rot off, maybe like this old stuff right here. You're going to be clothed with something a whole lot better. Mm-hmm. Y'all with me?
Amen.
Amen. Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. The greatest victory we have
Amen.
Is being able to pull this off. Put on the garment of white things. Ain't never going to get old.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't going to get sick. Ain't going to suffer. No pain. No more death. That's enough to get me started all over again. Who is he that overcometh that he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?
Amen.
Jesus come for a purpose. To do the will of the Father. I've often wondered what was Jesus' will. If Jesus had His say in what He was going to do. But it wasn't about that. It was about doing the will of His Father. The way I'm kind of thankful because, you know, you read back over there in the Old Testament whenever you got to messing around there too much and started making the Lord mad, you know, cities were destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes you wonder sometimes, you know, He said a few times, and whenever I come back, will I find faith? Folks, we have a Father that loves us. We have a way. The door's open.
Amen.
No man ain't going to shut it. We talked about that this
Amen.
Morning. Whenever the Lord opens up a door in your life, ain't no man going to shut it. But you got to take the step and walk through. The door is open tonight to change. The door is open tonight to come together. The door is open tonight to talk to the Father.
Amen.
Is there anybody here tonight that's got something on their mind or something on their heart that they need to get rid of? If they've got something that they want to do, if they, whatever it is, the altar's open.
Amen.
I'd love to pray for somebody tonight. And I know I need prayer all the time. It's the only way I get through this old day. But if there's anybody here that wants to see a change in their life, if they want to make another step towards home, right now is the time. Brother Jerry.